Romans chapter 5, Mishnah 4. Havilo es ha-se'ir. So after he did these the sprinklings of the bull, then they brought him the goat that was going to be shechted. Remember, we had two. One was going to Azazel, and this was the other one that was shechted. Shechat v'kivol mizrach es adam. So he shechted the goat, and he received its blood in a bowl. Nichnas limkom shenichnas. And then he went back with the blood of the goat. He went back into the Holy of Holies. V'amad b'mikom she'amad, and he stood in the same place that he stood before. V'izah mimena achas lamala v'sheva lamata, and he did exactly the same sprinkling procedure that he just done with the blood of the bull. He does that very sprinkling procedure with the blood of the goat. V'lo ha miskaven la'zos lo lamala v'lo lamata. He doesn't intend to actually get it on the iron. Ela kamatzlif, but he does it like a whip again. V'kach ha'yamoyna, and he counts the same way. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtam, etc. Yotza, then he comes out of the Holy of Holies, v'necho al kan hasheni shehaya b'heichel, and he puts the blood of the goat on a second stand that was in the heichel. So he's got the blood of the bull on one golden stand, now he puts the blood of the goat on a second golden stand. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo haya sham ela kan echad be'olvad. He says there was only one stand over there, not two. And so natal dam apar, he would have to first take off the blood of the bull that was on that stand, v'hiniach dam ha-se'ir, and then he would put down the blood of the goat. That was according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he only had one stand. Yeah, actually, I checked in the Rambam. He says, according to him, there were two stands. Yeah. So the Rambam paskins that there were two stands. V'izam imena ala pareches shekenegeda aron mibachutz. And then what he would do now is he would, with the blood of the bull that he's got, he would do the sprinkling in a similar way towards the curtain in the holy. So he just done it in the Holy of Holies. Now he comes out and he does the same thing in the holy area towards the curtain.
Same curtain, but the other side of it.
Well, no, it's in the opposite direction, because before he was sprinkling it towards the Aaron, the curtain was behind him. The curtain was behind him. Now he comes out, and now he faces the curtain that was behind him before. Because he was inside.
So wasn't he doing it towards the curtain?
Towards the Aaron.
Towards the Aaron.
Towards the Aaron, yeah. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata, same thing. One up and seven down. V'lo ha miskaven, etc. Same thing. He didn't actually intend to get it on, just towards. V'kach ha'yamona, and he would count in the same way there, as he was sprinkling it. And then natal damasir v'niach damapar, and then he would take the blood of the goat and put down the blood of the par. V'izam imena ala pareches shekenegad aron mibachutz, and he would do the same thing with the blood of the goat. So he's just done it with the blood of the cow, of the bull. Now he does it with the dam of the with the blood of the goat. Achas lemala v'shev lemata, same procedure. And then finally, eira dam hapar. Then he would mix up, he would pour the blood.
What remains, obviously.
Yeah, what remains. He pours the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat, into one bowl. And then, and then he would pour it back into the empty bowl. You know, you see people do it with the Sheva Brochas one. Mm. They pour all into the one. So yeah, he pours all of the blood into the one bowl. And then to make sure it's properly mixed up, they pour it all back into the empty bowl. And we'll see in the next Mishnah what he does with the mixed blood.